Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is joining us live, holding it down in New York City. And thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We're going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun, or just time flies when, yeah, I guess you're having fun. I'm having fun. Hickey, you having fun?
Oh, a lot of fun so far.
We're having more fun combined than Anthony Rendon from the Angels, right?
I mean, that's a low bar to clear, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that guy hates his job. I got to make $275 million, or maybe, excuse me, $245, however much money. I got to make hundreds of millions of dollars playing baseball. Who cares? I just show up to work like everybody else. Anyway, I showed up to work, and I'm having fun. I get started here every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We have had a busy show. We've had a fun show. We've had some ridiculous things that have been said, not from these guys. Thank you to Jeff Kerr. Jeff Kerr came through and joined us earlier on as we talked about the NFL and its opening of its franchise tag window. Franchise tag? Yeah, Saquon Barkley can get it, or maybe not. Fell off last year a little bit. Mike Evans from the Buccaneers can get it. And the franchise tag, I think, is awful for the players. And thank you so much, Jeff Kerr, for coming through and talking to us about it. Also as well, last hour, we had a conversation with Gary Washburn. Gary Washburn covers the NBA for the Boston Globe and, of course, is very tuned and hip to what's going on in Boston. He educated all of us that Jaylen Brown wore that stupid Michael Jackson glove during the slam dunk contest to try to honor Michael Jackson. People were saying that he wore the glove to let everybody know that despite what you saw in the postseason last year, Jaylen Brown can go left. No, it was for Michael Jackson. Anyway, told you that the Pro Bowl, even though that it took place 2 weeks ago in Orlando, the Pro Bowl had slightly higher viewership than the NBA's All-Star game. Yes, in the Pro Bowl, if you didn't remember or you forgot, the Pro Bowl is now a flag football game. Yeah, an NFL flag football game barely edged out the NBA All-Star game, which by all means is still a traditional basketball game, whatever the hell that means. We talked about Justin Fields, who no longer follows the Chicago Bears on social media. It's like somebody breaking up with a crush. Hey, Hickey, I gotta ask you this. This is normal, right? Like, isn't this high school, or is this just life, or people at all levels of life do this? Like, following, unfollowing somebody. There's people that I don't talk to, that I don't unfollow them. I just don't look at this crap anymore. I barely want to use social media. Such a cesspool now.
I would say this is like a after college, you don't do this anymore. High school, college, you see who they're following. Oh, did that girl unfollow the guy? Maybe they're on the rocks. Like, that is, after that, mute button, block button. Sending the message this way is, I would say, for high school and college kids.
Ah, okay. So if you are, I don't know, if you're 40 years old, 45 years old dating somebody, right? And then y'all are both on social media, and you break up, or you're on the rocks, you just unfollow that person? Is that kind of lame for somebody in their 40s?
I mean, obviously circumstances, you know, do matter, I guess, how it ends. But I think it's maybe a clean way to break it off, depending on how it goes. Delete the post. Now, that I think is childish.
Oh, I gotta erase
delete
you from
the posts. Right. Erase her or him from your life like it never existed.
Yeah, that's why social media stuff is funny. Anyway, Justin Fields decided to no longer follow the Chicago Bears online. And in a lot of cases with professional athletes, they remove the team and the pictures of them in the jersey. They switch up the bio, a Chicago Bears starting quarterback, and now it just says quarterback. So welcome to the year 2024. Justin Fields no longer following the Bears on social media. Oh, we talked about the college football playoff, the fact that it's finally been approved for 12 games. And so now we can have, 15 teams or maybe three more teams outside of the 12 that decide to complain about not getting in. And so we got a lot to do. We've done a lot. If you've missed any of it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to every minute and every second of the show. If you're listening live on one of our local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, thank you very much. You can also tune in on SiriusXM 158 and on a smart speaker. So thank you very much again. Typically, I would wait to do this until the end of the show. Typically, I would hold off on doing this until the last segment. But this man is so big, he is so influential, I decided that we needed to show him love here at the top of this hour. It's this day in history. I'm happy to share with you that on this day, February 20th, in 1963, Charles Barkley was born, I don't know, an hour and a half from me, in Leeds, Alabama. Yes, today is Charles Barkley's 61st birthday. And for all of the folks that we have in quote-unquote sports media, the Stephen A. Smiths, Ryan, what's that Crypt Keeper guy's name on Fox? What's his name again?
The what? I've never heard that term.
The Crypt Keeper guy. Oh, man. The skinny old white guy who screams and says crazy things.
Oh, Skip Bayless.
Yeah, and by the way, Charles Barkley can't stand him. For all of the Baylesses of the world and the Stephen A. Smiths of the world and, you know, all of the personalities that scream like idiots over the past 10 years that we've been shoved down our throats, have had shoved down our throats, Charles Barkley has been one of the most influential people in sports media, forget for two decades, for almost 30 to 40 years now. Yeah, really. Dating back to Charles Barkley's time in the NBA, where he took his time to speak his mind while he was playing, all the way up until when he retired and joined TNT in 2000. He has been on TNT since the year 2000. He's spoken his mind, and he's honest, and nobody holds it against him because he's funny, he's entertaining, he doesn't hold back, and it's a rarity now because you know it ain't no gimmick. It's not a show. It's nothing that he's trying to manufacture or put out, and I told you about his playing days. One of the biggest things that I remember Charles Barkley ever doing, and once again, happy birthday to Charles Barkley, is when he told everybody, like, hey folks, I'm not a role model. I'm not here to be your friend. A matter of fact, this is from Nike. Listen.
I am not a role model. I'm not paid to be a role model. I am paid to wreak havoc on the basketball court. Parents should be role models. Just because I dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids.
Yeah, that was from when he won MVP that year with the Phoenix Suns in 93. That is when that man was able to go to the NBA Finals. Fortunately, he lost. I know everybody tells Charles Barkley he doesn't have a ring. Charles Barkley is such an entertaining speaker that there's now a generation, and even current generation, I think people have seen him play, it's easy to forget how damn good he was. Charles Barkley is and was one of the greatest basketball players ever. An undersized forward who could go coast to coast with the basketball. He can knock down a J. He was one of the greatest rebounders the league has seen, being a smaller dude. Charles Barkley was amazing. You could say that Charles Barkley was ahead of his time with how he played, given his size. Amazing. And then he ended up on TNT. And so for the past 24 years, it's pure comedy with Charles Barkley. Kenny Smith joined a few years before him, and then Shaq joined, I don't know what, 10 years ago when he finished up playing. And the NBA on TNT is one of the greatest shows that we've ever seen. But the magic formula is Charles Barkley. And Charles Barkley just signed a new contract, I know. And I mean, 10 years ago he said he wasn't going to stick around for 10 more years. But for whenever he leaves, that show ain't going to be the same. Because there's only one Charles Barkley. I mean, who else, literally, who else can talk about the big old women in San Antonio? Listen to this.
Why don't you look in the camera and apologize right now?
Listen, you big old women need to stop eating so much. He's up on them churro. I love Greg Popovich and everything. The fans are great down there.
Right.
They're just big. They're just big. I got two words for him. I'm full. Put it down.
I mean, woofing them churros.
Yeah, he. It's an ongoing bit. He's been doing this for years. At one point, Charles Barkley said that Victoria's Secret is not a secret in San Antonio. Like, you can't make up the things that just come out of his mouth. I mean, listen to, this is supposed to be an apology, a roast. Listen to him continue on about these women in San Antonio.
I want to apologize to the women of San Antonio. Because, Ernie.
What happened? What happened to prompt this? This has been going on for a good,
Ernie,
12 years.
I had churros last night. I see what all the excitement is about. I had churros last night.
Talk to him, Tuck. Woo! Talk to him. What was they like?
Man. I was churros last night. Them damn thing good, Ernie. Them churros good. I see why they got all the big old women down in San Antonio. Man, them churros are the bomb.
I see why they got them big old women down in San Antonio. Them churros are the bomb. Now, this man could have, should have been canceled before people even started talking about canceling anybody. Charles Barkley says anything. Anything. He's funny as hell. I mean, listen to this as well. They asked him, I think this is from last season, maybe. They said, hey, Charles, we need you to use two words to describe something. We need you to use two words to make a sentence. And listen to this.
Two words for you. Steve Nash and Chris Paul. Must-see TV.
That's more than two words.
You didn't say two words. You said quick to the point.
You just said I got two words. Steve Nash and Chris Paul. Must-see TV.
That's why I missed Nash and Paul.
That's three words.
That's three words. Oh, and has a word.
Suddenly, and is not a word.
Nash, Paul.
And I mean, what the show does and who watches it, I have no idea. I've only seen bits and pieces of it. I mean, they threw Charles Barkley on CNN with Gayle King. I know CNN is trying a lot of things right now. Charles Barkley has mass appeal. He's great. I've interviewed Charles Barkley. I see him quite frequently, you know, here in Atlanta, Georgia, most of the time, just trying to get a drink and mind his damn business. But you got to appreciate how even he is. He is one of the nicest people when you meet him in person. I know about him throwing that dude through the window 30 years ago. I don't think he's thrown anybody through a window recently. And he's just always cordial. He's cool. He's kind. He's warm. He speaks his mind. He's a human being. It'd be nice if we had more human beings who are like Charles Barkley. You know where they stand. You don't have to worry about them saying anything that they wouldn't say to your face. And there's no show. It's just being real. And it's being authentic. And you know what? Even this past Sunday, hilarious. The All-Star game, Charles Barkley did the, what do you call this? The alternate broadcast, I believe on TBS, or they streamed it. I don't know. I didn't watch it. But this is probably the funniest thing that came out of All-Star. You know, Draymond Green was sitting down with Taylor Rooks and Charles Barkley. They were doing this alternate stream. And they were talking about how the All-Star game was taking place in Indianapolis. They were talking to Reggie Miller. They were saying that we hope the game doesn't come back here and that next year it's in San Francisco. And Charles Barkley put the hammer down on the Bay Area, specifically San Francisco. Listen to this.
Hey, Reggie.
Yes?
If you had a chance of being cold or being around a bunch of homeless crooks in San Francisco, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, no.
You're not welcome. They're not letting you in. You're not welcome.
We love San Francisco.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You can't even walk around down
yes,
there.
Yes, you can walk around.
Yeah, with a bulletproof bag.
You can't make this stuff up. And so, yes, this day in history, Charles Barkley was born in Leeds, Alabama in 1963. Happy 61st birthday to Charles Barkley. The man is hilarious. The man is honest. And you don't have to agree with him all the time. I certainly don't. But I certainly respect him for the entertainment, for what he's done, and just for being him. I wish we had more human beings who would just be honest and speak their mind like Charles Barkley. And thank you so much for what you've done in media just for over the past now 20 plus years, dating back to his career. Happy birthday, Charles Barkley. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. And speaking of honest, there's a couple other people in the basketball world who have been maybe too honest. I'll explain, and we'll also hear from them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm trying to be honest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy birthday again, Charles Barkley. Thank you very much. Man says whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and he gets away with it. 855-212-4CBS. There's two other folks in the world of basketball right now. He's saying whatever the hell they want. It's Rick Pitino and Cheryl Swoops. I'll tell you about them in a minute. Hickey, it was pretty funny. We talked about this. Charles Barkley gets away with anything. Is there anybody else, I mean, in media in general, that can say what? Is he the exception?
I can't think of anyone else. I mean, even in this day and age, like comedians getting canceled for stuff they said. I thought that was kind of the one industry where you're supposed to kind of say things that aren't said in order to be funny. And so, like, no one's really exempt in this world from anything except somehow Charles Barkley. It's funny, but it's also, like, in a different way, just interesting that he's the only one that can say anything and no one has, like, no one's out here calling for his job.
I don't want to say they're done. And I like and know the folks over at Turner. I worked over there with them at NBA TV. I love them. I don't want to say that show is cooked. Because now I'm going to get texts and stuff like that. But is that show not cooked whenever he decides to leave?
100%. 1,000,000%. I could not agree more. Like, this is probably the last great sports TV show we have left. And once Charles Barkley leaves, even if Shaq stays,
it's not the same.
They're not right. Like you said, you're not finding another Charles Barkley that's going to slide in there, say what he wants to say, be funny, have respect, and just like... just keep that show going. He is irreplaceable.
Yeah, it's chemistry, and they have built-in chemistry. And for a while, you know, it was just both he and Kenny, and then obviously Ernie moderating and hosting the show. And then they added Shaq. And I think it took a good year for Shaq to be comfortable enough and understand where he fit in. But it doesn't matter. And we know there's different iterations of what they have. And they'll throw Candace Parker up there. Now we see Jamal Crawford. And, you know, they go through different folks. But we know Draymond Green, he might be quote-unquote next. He ain't Charles Barkley, man. And maybe 15, 10 years from now, I go, oh, man, it was an amazing thing that they were able to do with Draymond. But there's only one Barkley. And he's been in the public eye now for about 40 years and has just – he's been unstoppable. Draymond, I don't think can carry his water in regards to authenticity. And it's just – there's only one Charles Barkley. And there's only going to be one of him that we see in our lifetimes. And you can always try to replicate and try to steal and take what somebody else has done. Not him. Just flat one of a kind. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of one of a kind, not holding back. We talked about this later. Well, we talked about this yesterday, a matter of fact. Rick Pitino destroying his own team, St. John's. Rick Pitino letting everybody know that my team sucks. This is the least amount of fun I've ever had as a coach in college basketball. He was asked why his team lost to Seton Hall. He's talking about how unathletic his team is. It was just, he killed them all. A matter of fact, this is what Rick Pitino said after Sunday night's loss, another game, losing 68-62. Listen to Rick Pitino.
Well, lateral quickness and our toughness is just something I've never witnessed in all my years of coaching. We are so non-athletic that we can't guard anybody without fouling. I think they're very respectful. They hear, but they don't listen. It's taken me a month to get them to throw bounce passes. Actually, 2 months to throw bounce passes. Even the Celtics, when we lost, I've enjoyed every minute being a Boston Celtic coach. Didn't like the fact that we lost in that following year, but this has been the most unenjoyable experience I've had since I've been coaching.
Do you have any second thoughts of taking this job?
No, not at all. It's not St. John's. It's my team.
It's not the university. It's just my team that sucks. Well, he continued on. He said that it's my responsibility. But even following all of that, he still continued on and said, I think I'm maximizing everything we possibly can maximize. But it hasn't been enough, so we're still losing. And that's on me. I take losing very personally. I take losing to heart. I take losing to bed. It eats at me. Man, you've been doing this for, what, 50 years? Like, do better. He continued on, I think we can all get better. I can get better. Everything can get better. But there's no question about it. We could have won games that we lost. We've been competitive. I don't give myself high grades at all because we are losing. It's sad. He also said, I'm fine with what I said. He wasn't tearing down, the players in particular. He was just tearing down their performance. Okay. Hey, you're unathletic. You can't jump. You're too fat. Oh, okay. Not criticizing the players, just criticizing how they played. Rick Pitino, not Charles Barkley. A little bit more difficult to get away with it. How about this? Speaking of college basketball, we all know Caitlin Clark became the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history last week. And even before she did that, she was criticized. Back in January, before this took place, one of the most accomplished women's basketball players of all time, Cheryl Swoops. Maybe she was sitting down drinking the same thing that Gilbert Arenas does. She sat down with him on his show and started sharing inaccurate information, kind of downgrading and putting down Caitlin Clark, like saying she played an extra year and that's how she's breaking all these stats. Listen to Cheryl Swoops.
If you're going to break a record, to me, if it's legitimate, you have to break that record in the same amount of time that that player set it.
Okay.
Right? So if Kelsey Plum set that record in 4 years, mm-hmm. well, Caitlin should have broke that record in 4 years. But because there's a COVID year and then there's another year, you know what I mean? So she's already had an extra year to break that record. So is it truly a broken record?
No. No. Well, I say no because Cheryl Swoops, what she said was inaccurate. Caitlin Clark didn't have no extra year. She had the same damn 4 years that Kelsey Plum did. And so Cheryl Swoops, I guess being an adult, she apologized. She said that she reached out to Angel Reese and got a hold of Caitlin Clark. She said, we went back and forth. I won't share what she said. I'll leave it to her if she wants to share it. But I'll say this. I made a mistake in saying it was your fifth when it is your fourth. She said, it's continuing on. I have nothing but respect for what she's done for the game. If she wants to share what her response was and how the conversation went, I will leave that to her. But it was a really good conversation. Cheryl Swoops, 4-time WNBA champ with Houston, 3-time MVP. Sounds like she's just wanted to dump on her. Like nobody can catch a break. And awfully, it seems like nobody can come through with accurate information. It seems like this is the worst thing about a lot of these podcasts. And it's that there's nobody there to just, I don't want to say check the other person, but it's like a powwow in the basement with people arguing with each other. And then folks don't come through with accurate information. It stinks to high heaven. And I hate to say it on Gilbert Arena's show. It seems like there's a few cases where people just say every and anything without validation. I mean, it was only, I think, two months ago, and Gilbert Arenas talked about what the New York Knicks need, and he's just way off base in regards to, I believe, where people were drafted and how they've gotten talent. It's nuts. Hickey, are you a fan of all of these podcasts, man?
No, it's frankly frustrating just because it promotes stupidity, but just like if you have a grudge somehow, like now is the time to just let it loose. And like you said, there's very few hosts that are out there that are going to correct the information. Carmelo Anthony's going scorched earth now on, you know, the Nuggets and his time there. It's just like it's revisionist history. I don't know if it's trying to like, you know, change the narrative now and you're, you know, hoping that no one calls you out on whatever it is. Like you said, it's just like a platform for people to get, I don't know if it's just anger, hatred, whatever it may be, just out, but dress it up as analysis, however you want to. And like you said, it's for Cheryl Swoops. I mean, your whole argument is based on one thing. You think you could have looked that up beforehand? Yeah. Maybe could have triple checked what you're about to say before, but no.
Hey, and it's a podcast. What's stopping her from, I don't know, just Googling it while she's sitting there? You know what I'm saying? It's not...
Right. Oh, let me just double check. Real time. Yeah. It happens on the show, right? You look things up. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Well, it would certainly kill the argument. And as we know, who wants to, quote unquote, be wrong? I think that's a problem. People need to always be right, regardless of the circumstance. You know, and I do appreciate, you know, some of the information that we do get from player podcasts at times, you know, some of the stories that we get. But a lot of these things I can't sit through. I mean, in all honesty, I used to be a fan of All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. But even over time, it seems that a lot of their conversations are just, I just want to say stupid. And I can't deal. It's like if a story is worth it, then I'll see the 30 seconds of it pop online. I don't need to sit through 60 minutes of people yelling back and forth with each other with nonsense. I can't do it. We got Emmanuel Barbari here. Emmanuel, I got a question for you as well, man.
Sure.
Are you a fan of any of these podcasts? There's so many player podcasts. Every day a new player has one.
I don't listen to any player podcast, so I can't say I'm a fan myself, but I will say I think they're of value to us because we get all these ridiculous headlines out of them sometimes. Like the 12-second soundbite of someone saying something absurd It keeps us all entertained. So I think they serve a purpose, but I can't say I'm listening to full-length player podcasts myself.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, you're in the same boat as me. It's like, hey, what's the clip that we got out of it?
Right.
And, you know, from my perspective, yeah, it's great. For all of our perspectives, it's great because it's news. It's content. And it's an added pool to go out and discuss. And every now and then somebody says something. I mean, we got Draymond Green. Draymond Green was doing podcasts after the end of NBA Finals games. It's like, what?
Yeah. Like I don't think in season or during that it's very useful. I think it's more for the clutter, the extra of player movement. Could this guy think this? Could this? It's all gossip. It's more of the TMZ aspect of sports than anything useful about the game.
That is another element that I don't like. Is that for dudes who sit down, and it's, I guess it goes to the same bucket of being unchecked. You know, Michael Parsons, at the end of the season, didn't talk to the media for the Dallas Cowboys, but he did go on and do his podcast. And yeah, sure, fine, that's your prerogative, but ultimately, it's your job, it's in your contract to talk to the media. And when you are skirting your responsibility, for me, it comes across as soft. That you can sit home, you can sit at home, and you can talk into a camera or a microphone and just say what you want. It seems like you can't handle the pressure. And unfortunately now with social media, there's a lot of passive aggressive behavior. I'm going to tweet this and say this or not put a name here or put a cryptic message or post and not be questioned. And that's one element I don't like. And let's just be real. It's not just an issue with athletes. We got a lot of people who, quote unquote, don't want to just face the music. So Gilbert Arenas, his podcast is one that I have never listened to, won't listen to it. I think Gilbert Arenas, with just some of his opinions and thoughts that I've read, I don't know if I'd want to expose my brain to too many of his thoughts, regardless of how great of a basketball player he is or was. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get ready to roll out on the other side of the break. Speaking of opinions, this guy started a podcast as well. His name is JJ Redick. We mentioned it earlier on in the show. Let's just give you a reminder about what he had to say about Doc Rivers. I guess none of us will ever get along. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just chilling, man. I don't try to do nothing. Don't try to be funny. Oh, this is not funny. Aaron Judge expects last season's toe injury to require constant maintenance. Hickey, is this toe broke? Has he got a fracture? Like, what the hell is this?
Is that a real headline? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's CBS Sports right now.
What were they doing all offseason? No surgery? No making sure this toe come opening day is not going to be a problem the way it was for over 50% of last year?
Oh, my God.
Jeez, off to a hot start already. Day one of spring training. Holy cow.
It's what you want to get, constant maintenance?
The what? Fact they can predict that, I mean, that's chalk down 50 games missed, bare minimum.
For Aaron Judge, right?
Lock it up.
Oh, my God. Constant maintenance. What is this, like Larry Bird's back? Like Mike Trout's back? What are we doing here? It's a toe. It's either broken or it's not, or it could be broke. What's the deal? Oh, my God. Hickey. Well, thank God. I was going to say I got to talk about this on Saturday with a bunch of New Yorkers, but now I don't have to. Sheesh. If I was on air this Saturday, I would have to spend 2 hours talking about Aaron Judge talk. You know, like,
it's a lot of time for one toe.
I know, right? Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. I want to play a clip. I want to get to a call. I told you before we went to a break, everybody and a mother has a sports podcast. Somebody who started off with a sports podcast and then parlayed that into a job with ESPN is J.J. Redick. And J.J. Redick was on ESPN's First Take earlier today. And he didn't hold back for whatever reason on Doc Rivers. It just seems like J.J. Redick is mad at everything. And if you're not familiar, J.J. Redick is going to be replacing Doc Rivers covering the NBA Finals. So if you watch basketball, if you watch the NBA Championship, you'll hear the familiar voice of Mike Breen, the new voice of Doris Burke, and the miserable J.J. Redick. Listen to J.J. Redick just killing Doc Rivers this morning.
No one's going to react to Doc's audio there. We've been here 7 minutes since we showed that audio. Nobody's going to react to Doc's audio.
Do you want me to get it for you?
I've seen the trend now. I've seen the trend for years.
What's the trend?
The trend is always making excuses. Doc, we get it. Taking over a team in the middle of the season is hard. It's hard. We get it. Just like getting traded in the middle of the season is hard for a player. We get it. Mm-hmm. But it's always an excuse. It's always throwing your team under the bus. They lose to Memphis. Oh, it's his players. Memphis was playing G League guys and two-way guys. And then you look at his quotes over the weekend. Now he wants to take credit for the James Harden trade to the Clippers working out. He wants credit for that. There's just no – there's never accountability with that guy.
Yeah, how you that angry that early in the morning? Damn. I guess he was mad. You mad at the minutes that he was giving you with the Clippers? You were dropping like 15, 16 a game? Sheesh. And everybody beats up on Doc Rivers. Yeah, we know about the blown 3-1 leads, multiple. And thank you so much to Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. He came through and he told us the younger generation, a lot of them don't click with Doc. Doc been around a long time. Doc Rivers started coaching back in, what, 2000 with the Orlando Magic. That's a long time. That's a very long time. So, yeah, I guess maybe folks are sick and tired of him. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Johnny is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, JR. Johnny B. from Chicago. I just wanted to bring up the Justin Fields thing. I'm like 2 hours behind on the Odyssey app because the score don't carry you anymore on the night shift. I watched every snap of every down of every play of Justin Fields. And like Tom Brady said, you got 2.7 or less, 2.7 or less. And we got ourselves another Jay Cutler, Mitch Trubisky, part three, Justin Fields. He can't see the whole field, and he does not have the microprocessor to ever, I don't care what team you put him on, he'll never have that 2.7 or less microprocessor, ever. I don't care what quarterback coach you give him or anything. He'll never have it. And he has trouble reading the defense and seeing the whole field. That he could probably learn. See the whole field. He never passes the receiver open, and he just don't have the microprocessor. So that was just my feedback on Justin.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. I'm never going to look at a professional athlete and say that that's something in their brain that they can't go out there and possess. We don't know that. There's no way to know that. But I will agree with you there.
Stroud. You know, he does it in under 2 seconds.
Yeah, but everybody is built, Johnny. Forget football for me.
Yeah, that's the truth. They're all built different. That's why I'm saying he'll never
correct.
Be able
well,
to
Johnny,
do it less
listen.
Than four.
Johnny, forget football for a minute. Listen, I don't think it's fair to say that about Justin Fields. You want to know why? Because if I got to think about life and human beings, there are children and kids that I know who have better discernment and make better decisions than adults. And I always say this about folks. Some people learn, some people it takes time to learn, and some people just never learn. And so do I agree with you it's time for the Bears to move on from Justin Fields? Yes, I do. Am I going to sit here and tell you that he's not capable of doing better? I'm not going to short sight him there. Johnny, I appreciate you for calling from Chicago. Brian is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing, buddy?
Very well.
Fine. I was saying earlier when you failed to answer the phone there earlier, I got a guy that can talk just as much smack, if not more, than Charles Barkley. And his birthday is Sunday. And his name is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And and I've been watching Charles Barkley since he played at Auburn. And And I remember the first time when he played for the Sixers and he said he was not a role model. And that's when it kind of started with Charles. But Ric Flair is right there with him, buddy. And I'm an old school guy. And I've watched both of them come along. But, you know, Charles Barkley, he's awesome. I like Charles Barkley. But Ric Flair, he's right there with him.
He is a difference between Ric Flair and Charles Barkley. The things that came out of Ric Flair's mouth, the majority of it was scripted. And now he's decided to live it. And I think Ric Flair also, well, Charles Barkley has a, let's put it this way, a much wider range. What is Ric Flair doing besides talking about himself?
Well, that's true. I got you.
Because it's his job to sell himself. Charles Barkley, man, he just, he ain't selling nothing. Right. He's just being him. Thank you, Brian.
He puts it out there, and I respect that. I'm with you on that, J.R. He's awesome, too.
I think a lot of people do. Thank you, Brian. Hey, Hickey, I wouldn't say that they're I actually think they're friends, but I wouldn't put them in the same category now, okay? Charles Barkley is a 101.
Yeah, it's Flair obviously is a little bit of, like, you know, dramatics. Charles is a straight shooter. There's no theater that is straight from the mind of Charles Barkley to the mouth.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know if Ric Flair ever sat down and wrote out a script for what he was going to do, but and Charles Barkley can talk about anything. And Ric Flair, God bless him. And God bless him for still being alive. Ric Flair talked about himself, flat period. That's it. Listen, folks, I'll be back tomorrow. Because the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. If you missed a minute, if you missed a second, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Tomorrow, when do I return? At 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That'll be it for me tomorrow at this time. And Thursday, I'll be on at a different time. I'll be on a little bit earlier at 3 p.m. Eastern and noon Pacific. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Ryan Hickey. You can find me at JR Sport Brief. Don't move, because Bart Winkler, he's coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.